Michigan real estate headlines. How agent commissions work. A refresher for MI real estate pros. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home's sale price and who pays it. MI agents need clear, defensible explanations of commission structures when clients ask about costs during transactions. Review the breakdown to ensure your commission conversations with buyers and sellers stay accurate and transparent. Michigan real estate headlines. MI commission rates edge above national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Michigan is 6.20%, which exceeds the national average of 5.70%. MI agents and brokers should understand how local commission structures compare nationally when discussing pricing strategies and competitive positioning with clients. Review the full survey data at the source link to benchmark your own commission practices against the state average. Michigan real estate headlines. New Michigan property record search tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Michigan-focused platform for searching property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in MI can cut research time by accessing consolidated property data rather than navigating multiple county record systems. Add hprep/michigan.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence toolkit for faster transaction prep. Michigan real estate headlines. Macomb County Open Data Portal offers MI real estate pros free GIS resources. Macomb County launched an open data portal for exploring publicly available geographic and property data. Real estate professionals in MI can access parcel boundaries, zoning, and infrastructure data to inform valuations, site selection, and client presentations in one of the state's largest markets. Bookmark hcom-county-opendata-portal mcmap.hub.arcgis.com/ for your next Macomb County listing or investment analysis. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.